Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another great night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, this is our second Tuesday of the month when we have a really exciting evening of channeled messages from Saint Germain. So, of course, we came up with the show name, the Saint Germain Radio Show. And I'm joined, of course, by my friend Brigida and my friend Mike. And just really excited to hear about what the great messages are and some of Mike's music and everything this evening. So with that, I'm going to turn the show over to Brigida. Brigida, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I'm excited to be here. It's a Saint Germain radio show. It is really more or less an event of transformation, too. It is an opportunity for Saint Germain to assist all of us in these times of great change. And I'm sure, Mike and you, Mark, you can agree the last few weeks has been rather intense, and a lot of transformation has been happening. No matter where you look, there is some deep purging going on, and so Saint Germain is certainly here at this time to assist us, to empower us to bring more of our divine gifts out into the open. And so and later on he's going to come through, but you know, it really all started with the VSAC event, which was on April 25th. We had a lunar eclipse, and the VSAC event, as Saint Germain talked about the last time, is very much about Buddha descending. It's kind of the celebration of his birthday. He descends into the VSAC Valley to usher the new energies to support humanity on the evolutionary path going forward. And many of the light workers and masters and angels alike who are assisting humanity and Earth at this time all gathered at the VSAC Valley at the time to receive these energies and then in return to give them out into the world. Now, it seems that really this event triggered much more than what we are accustomed to in the last few years. And maybe you've seen that in your own life too, that since then a lot more has been coming up to the surface, old fears and feelings that have come up to be looked at again, and also almost a sense of being too tired to even want to move forward at times, and really because of that, being even forced further to stay in the moment, to stay in the here and now, and to make some new choices, to redefine yourself, and to really no longer be afraid of ending something if it's a time to end something, but on the same note, to also start something new instead of always saying, I need to take another class, I need to do this, I need to do that. Right now, the energy supports to start something anew. And I'm sure Saint Germain is going to talk more about that too. And then we had the solar eclipse on May 9th. And then we are heading for another eclipse, lunar eclipse, on May 25th at the Festival of Humanity. So with that, quite a bit of shifting has been going on. Portals have been opening up energetically for Earth, and sometimes it feels like our inner axis has been shifted and everything kind of is sideways for a moment until it kind of balances itself out and straightens out. So in these times, I can only tell you, go for support. I've been going to my closest friends for healing sessions, for guidance, for support to, you know, you don't have to be that strong and saying, hey, I can do this all alone. And there are some great people out there offering great healing systems to support you. And so go out, ask, find something. Don't walk this path alone. And I'm sure Saint Germain can only confirm that, how important that is. For example, Mike Snyder, he offers his music healing sessions very much also over the internet. Oh, I should say over Skype, my apologies, over Skype. And so you can even, no matter where you are, you can experience this. Mike, you want to talk a little bit about what you offer during one of your music healing sessions? What exactly is going on there? and tell them about your website too?
Oh, sure. My website is www.mikesnydercc.com. On my website, I have several of the meditation music CDs that I've created on there. The meditation CDs are for relaxation purposes. They can also help you go to sleep at night, to help raise your vibrations and just get you into a state of mind where you can clear yourself and kind of think a little bit more thoroughly and so forth. But also what you'll find on my website is many of the classes that Brigitte and I hold in her center in New Jersey. Most of the meditation night classes where she channels Saint Germain and gives messages similar to the radio show are on the site, along with the music that I play live at the show. And then there's some other locations where I also hold some classes and play some music meditations from time to time, and you'll also find some of those recordings on there as well. So that's just a brief description of what you can find on the website. But personally, I offer personal meditation music sessions, which basically I also call a sound healing session. I hold the sessions in Clinton, New Jersey, which is where Brigitte Center is. And basically in a session, what I do is I have you wear a special set of noise-canceling headphones, and you lay down on a massage table. And then I work with your energies, and I produce a half-hour piece of live music that I work with you energetically to help play the music for your own special intent, to help your own personal healing. And the reason I do this is I record it at the time, so you'll be able to take a copy of that recording home with you and use it again and again later on to work with it in your own healing practices. So that's a brief description of some of the things that I offer. I'll give it back here to Brigitte.
Well, also, you offer it over Skype, which is also a beautiful way. If you can't come to Clinton, you can do it via Skype, and then you might send them the CD, too. You mail them the CD, which is also a great way of doing it. I've done it with Mike, and that CD, it was really only a test run. It was only like 20 minutes long, but I tell you, it has helped me in the last few months during meditations, because music is really in perfect resonance with your own heart vibration, with your heart song. And so it helps you really to go deeper within yourself during the meditation for anything else you're doing. So it's a perfect addition to what it is you're already doing. And it's a gift that just continues giving. I just can tell you that out of personal experiences. Now, here at the center, you can check out the events either by going to, my website at www.lightbridge101.com. And that's just as it sounds, like light, the bridge, and then 101.com. And you can also sign up for my newsletter, and then you can get on a regular basis, usually once a month, I send out a message from Saint Germain that supports everyone who's reading it with the changes that are going on. So you can do that too. Then you'll be informed of those events that are also recorded, and then you can go on Mike's website if you can't physically be here and can download it and listen to it. And then, of course, we have Mark with his beautiful radio shows that he offers. Mark, you want to just say real fast what you have coming up in the next? I think there's something coming up tomorrow on Thursday. Thursday's usually interview people, right?
Yeah, we actually have a couple different shows that are going on right now. If anybody wants to find out more about the radio shows, you can go to www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And we have a couple different shows. My friend Star, who basically has about 400 ministries around the world for spiritual teaching, is starting her radio show with us tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Thursday, because I'm traveling down to Miami to do the reconnective training with Eric Pearl, I'll be doing a replay of our favorite angel person, Elsie. So that'll be a replay on Thursday evening. And then me and Mike are really excited to announce that on Tuesday next week at 8 o'clock, that me and Mike are going to do the Men's Spiritual Hour, which is going to be a radio show talking about men's experiences in the spiritual world. So, of course, we're going to be looking for all the divine feminine out there to be joining us, all my friends worldwide. And also, I'm sure a few of them are going to get their husbands to listen in. And it's interesting how many closet spiritual men we have out there who, you know, this will be an incredible show for them. So it'll have the format of basically each of us sharing our stories about our journeys and then our experiences and the things that we've learned as men in the spiritual world. So me and Mike are really looking forward to that next Tuesday. And then starting next Thursday, we have our friend from New York, Dr. Connie, who does angel work, is going to be starting her radio show, which will be running every Thursday night. And we'll be taking over my, actually, she'll be taking my 8 o'clock time slot on Thursday starting next week, where she'll do an hour of messages from the angels. And then I'll be moving my show starting next week on Thursday nights to 9:30 to 10:30 time slot, which will be my normal guests that I have on. So thank you for letting me promote all that, and I'm going to hand it back over to you, Brigida. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. And I am going to be the one channeling Saint Germain, but if you ever want to have an individual channel session over the phone, over Skype, in person, you certainly can contact me. My email address is on my website, and you know, and it's very easy, and you certainly can come for guidance. And I don't just channel Saint Germain. Whatever kind of master, angel, or divine being wants to speak directly to you will come through and will also offer you whatever kind of healing energy you need at the time to get you through what you're getting, what's happening in your life right now. So that's enough of the advertisement. But the reason why I brought this up again was what I said initially. This isn't just about advertisement. This is also about realizing that you don't have to walk the path alone. Sometimes we are so focused on saying, I can do this, I'm strong enough, I want to walk this path alone, I don't need any help. But there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm vulnerable, I need some help, I need some support. And so there's much about this advertisement that's also a reminder to you of what is out there if you want to. Some of these radio shows that Mark has are very much showing you and giving you enlightenment of approaching life in a different way, of giving you new ideas and new concepts. So there's much out there. Just go and reach out and experience and follow your heart. That's why I really wanted to bring this up. And I'm very excited. I'm going to have also a new healer that does very unique body work, working out of here. Her name is Kimberly. She's going to work off and on here out of the center. So again, if there's interest, contact me and I will give you all the information then. Now, we are going to start with Mike. Mike, you're going to do a beautiful opening music, channeling already, helping us with already aligning ourselves to our divine presence, to our soul and our divine presence. And then when he's done with that, then Saint Germain will come through and will do his part by speaking through me. So, Mike, it's on you.
Yeah.
Oh, can I just make a quick message?
Sure.
I just want to let anybody know that if you want to call in and talk directly with Saint Germain after Brigida gives her message and channeling later on in the show, you can call into the radio show at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Thank you.
Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with great joy that I come before all of you at this auspicious time. I know you've heard me say it before, but these are truly powerful times that humanity is going through. And it certainly will take a lot of strength and courage for you to continue on this path of enlightenment, this path of liberation, this path towards greater freedom. And so everything that has been occurring in your life up until this point is nothing else than showing you that you need to be willing to release a little bit more of the darkness, of that heaviness, of that what you judge, and embrace it with love to be transformed and transmuted into something of higher frequency. All of you who are listening have made the choice. You've made the choice to walk this path of enlightenment. You've made the choice of being incarnated at a time of great shifts. You heard many predictions about the Earth axis shifting and great catastrophes happening because of it. And yet here you are, being willing to take on these shifts within yourself, being willing to take on those catastrophes within yourself so that Earth as a whole does not have to go through this, and so that Earth and all of Earth's inhabitants can experience a transformation, can experience a change to a new consciousness in a more peaceful and harmonious way. Now, of course, it might not feel that peaceful to you at times, and yet it is those of you who have chosen to be the warriors of light, the warriors of peace, as much as warrior and peace sounds contradictory, it very much at this time goes together because of the strength and courage it takes to walk the walk that you walk. And so now that you've been prepared for this, everything that you're going through now, you have been prepared for. And so when it was 5 minutes to midnight, so to speak, when it was 5 minutes to the great awakening that you are all experiencing in so many ways, that alarm bell that went off on December 21st, 2012, it really only signalized that the time for awakening is now. And so this is what many of you are experiencing. The psychic openings, the portals that are opening up within your mind, within your inner self, within your heart, but especially right now within your mind, within your third eye, create a lot of effects, side effects. You need to understand that your lower self, some call it the ego, I prefer to call it simply the lower self, your very earth self, always meant to be part, the part of you that wants to protect you. So your lower self is watching you opening up further, is watching you hold a higher frequency. And your earth self, your lower self, is very afraid that you will lose the contact to the earth in this process, and you will simply lift off and not be part of the earth realm that you so much need to be anchored in anymore. Your lower self is also afraid that this means a total death to all parts of you in the process, because that's what it was to ascend in the past, was a total death and then an ascension into your light body after you died, after your physical body died. And so your lower self is very concerned about what is going on. Now, if you compare your lower self to, let's say, the darkness, and your higher self to light, and if you compare your lower self to fear and your higher self to love, you can see how there is this battle of the opposing forces taking place. And yet, for the global ascension to a new and different consciousness to take place, what it takes is a willingness to balance light and darkness, not for one to overcome the other, to destroy the other, not for one to succumb to the other either. The idea is to balance it out, to bring it to harmony. And so when we talk about into the dark, from the darkness into the light, that is what we mean. As you experience darkness in your own personal and individual way in a deeper level, on a deeper level, you find that you can also hold a greater light that then will neutralize the opposing forces of light and darkness in that way as it balances the other out. And that is the whole idea that you feel even more so in the year of 2013. Within the number 2013, you have, of course, you have in the 13 the 4, and 2013 together is the number 6. But it can't be underestimated, the vibration of the 4. The 4 very much symbolizing the equal armed cross, the balance. Also, the symbol for the 4 elements, which is held together by the power of love. So in your life, what is showing up is where you have chosen not to provide enough love towards. So everything that has been hidden underneath the surface that you've judged, that you've not accepted, that you've rejected, is now coming to the surface one more time for you to reevaluate. And the reason why this is happening so much stronger in the last few weeks is because of the triple portal that has opened up, starting with the first lunar eclipse at the Wisak Festival, which happened on April 25th, and recognizing that the moon is very much a symbol for your psyche, for your psychic abilities, also for journeying into the astral realm. So you might have experienced more dreams, more information coming through in your dream state. Rightfully so. Now, of course, when it is a form of eclipse, there's also a form of darkening. So in this is also the experience of the realm in the other dimensions, around beyond the veils, and the darkness, the unknown, the fears that come with facing that. And some of your preconceived ideas and your preconceived memories that are built from your experiences from the past that now need to be let go of so that you can empty your cup for new wisdom, new information to come in. That creates some of the turmoil that you're going through at this time. These old stories, these aspects of the psyche that are bringing you a certain level of fear, a certain level of feeling helpless, vulnerable, feeling being a victim, even so you're not. So here's a great opportunity for you, and I will go through a series of ways to assist you in this process, to reevaluate, to look at this again. And of course, then the solar eclipse on May 9th very much helped to even emphasize this darkness even further, shining the light on the darkness even further. So, and also with the solar energies asking you for action, asking you not to simply ignore it anymore, not to simply turn your back to it or use certain substances to stop you from feeling it, but to allow yourself to be in the fire of transformation without judging it. That is a big part of non-judgment and acceptance, so that in accepting something that you were afraid of, accepting the worst-case scenario, you can bring it back into, integrate it back into all that is, and can begin to give birth to a new experience, a new you. So all of this is happening. Now, the chakra that is going to be affected the most by it right now, you might think it is the heart, but it is actually your solar plexus. It is there where a lot of your emotions are getting stuck in, a lot of your feelings that are underneath your emotions are getting stuck in. So as they're coming up, there's that feeling of almost like you would feel it like a void, like an emptiness that you might want to fill up with food or with something that, you know, will just keep it busy, and yet it will not be enough. And so I will go through a process with you where we are going to assist your solar plexus, which then in return will support your heart and your third eye, your psychic area in your brow area and up above your eyes on your forehead. And so we will support that through a form of meditation that can assist you very much through the process. Now, music is very helpful, but can also bring up to the surface a lot of old memories that need to be addressed. So don't be surprised that when you have been listening to music or you continue listening to music, that as music is a universal language, it will bring up a lot of that what you've tried to ignore and run away from, and now it needs to be felt. Also, people around you will certainly trigger old memories, will trigger that sense of helplessness, that vulnerability that you so much do not want to feel, and yet it is in the willingness of allowing yourself to feel vulnerable and the willingness to allow yourself to open up further that you can bring in a greater vibration of love and light into you in the process. And also others will truly respect you more for your willingness to show your own vulnerability, as it will help them in return to also allow themselves to be vulnerable instead of putting up a front that is not even true, that is illusion, glamour, that no longer serves anybody involved. So now we will have a very powerful summer solstice coming up. And all of what is going on here is part of the preparation to bring in this greater light into you during the summer solstice event. Now, in the past, humanity has been sometimes taking more than one lifetime to experience that, what you are now experiencing in a very short amount of time. And it is because of the consciousness shift. It is because of the higher frequency on Earth and the acceleration process. So you will notice, though, because of that, also a lot of hidden agendas coming now to the surface to be shared, to be shown, for the truth to come out. Also, in your own money situation, I understand that a lot of you are afraid about what will the future hold, will there be enough money, will the economy crash. Now, if you allow yourself to be put into the drama of humanity, now granted, your problems are very real on an individual level too, and yet if you find ways to not participate in the belief systems of the past and the storylines that talk about depression and recession and all of that, but if you allow yourself to remember on what this country has been built on. This country has been built on the statement, "In God we trust." So it is not about the God outside of yourself, but truly the God within you, the divine essence, your divine I Am presence, to let it guide and direct you, to bring yourself back into that connection, to use your heart as a portal to connect to your soul, and your soul as a portal to connect to your divine I Am presence, so that by bringing your divine I Am presence into play, by making it your friend, by asking it to participate, to guide, to direct you, by praying to it for a deeper connection, by praying to it for showing you signs, that it will help you. And I purposely call it "it" because really, when you go to the level of your divine I Am presence, the masculine and feminine energy are in total balance and are merged into oneness. There is no he or she in that essence that you're used to in your physical individuated form. So it describes it perfectly because it is such an incredibly powerful part, greater part of you. It is your monad. It is that umbrella energy that you're part of, that you've incarnated out of to have an individuated expression of that greater divine self of you. So, before I begin, I also want to point out the next lunar eclipse on May 25th. Again, there are three eclipses, the triple portal. Whenever light and darkness meets like that, a portal opens up. You have a triple portal that is opening up through this time period and going even beyond until the summer solstice. And with this portal comes this great psychic opening that I've talked about before. So, if you feel problems with your equilibrium, if you feel problems with your muscles, if you have a hard time focusing or remembering anything, it is not because you're having Alzheimer's or you're turning senile or something is happening to you and you're getting afraid that you're losing your mind. It is really more so because of the intensity of the reformatting of your brain waves that is occurring so that you can even move in a greater alignment with the higher realm, with us masters, with the angels, with the divine beings that are working with you and through you. And you're doing this because you're the selected few when you consider all these humans on the earth. You're the selected few that has been willing to come back, who has already, you've already gone through ascension. You've been willing to come back to assist humanity to go through this ascension process. So here you've become a step further. You're aligning yourself with a higher dimensional frequency and you become the bridges so that those who are not as awakened as you are, they can start opening up now too. So there is a correlation with you always pulling ahead and by doing so, pulling those who are less awakened along in your wake. It is like creating a groove, a path. It is like using the machete and cutting a pathway into the jungle. That is exactly what you're doing. You're creating this pathway and others then in return can follow. So when we talk about may the Christ return to earth, it is in you awakening to your own Christ self. And just as the Christ, through being nailed to the cross, through going through the ascension process and ascending to a higher form of existence, you too are doing that. You're allowing the crisis in yourself as you carry your own cross in life and as you continue to transform and transmute it, not so much because of it is only your own cross you're carrying. In a way, you're carrying the cross, part of the cross of humanity. Not all of it, but certainly part of it, a large part of it. And by your willingness to do that, by your willingness to change it, to shift it through forgiveness, through love, through acceptance, and transforming and transmuting the heaviness of that cross, you're assisting humanity as a whole. And once critical mass has been reached, there will be continuously now great shifts occurring on a very global level. So that is certainly something you can be looking forward to. And many of you have been calling on us, saying you want to see more, you want to hear more, you want to experience more. And here's now the opportunity for you to do so. Just don't get afraid if your body needs to adjust and needs to change in the process. You will feel guided to eat different kinds of foods. There is no formula again. I know you would like me to tell you only eat apples or only eat salads. There is no formula. There is only what your body asks you for. And you need to listen to your body further and also have the courage to walk a different path from the community if necessary, the community that you live in, if that is a path that your body feels better with. And you will notice that those foods that are not so good for you, will make you simply very tired and very exhausted and simply don't make you feel good, whereas other types of foods will make you feel more awake, more empowered, more recharged, more energized. So become aware of what fits for you and what doesn't. The same with rest. There will be phases where you can run a marathon, and then there will be phases where you need to rest more. So do not judge that. Flow with these changes. Your body will talk to you further. If you ignore it, it will become very apparent where your body is going to ask you to focus on. And in this process, you will not be able to ignore your body any longer, because it is about the body ascending with your soul to the higher realm, not without the body, because it's really not about you ascending. It's not even about your body ascending, but it is about Earth as a whole ascending to a new consciousness level. And your body is the extension of that Earth realm. So acknowledge that as you take care of your body, you show not only respect to your body, but you also show respect more to the Earth. So love to the body is also equal to a deeper love to the Earth. It is not selfish. It's not egotistical. It's taking care of yourself so that in return you can assist others to do the same. So in the understanding that you want to take care more of your own physical self and also help yourself release some of the heaviness that you feel in your solar plexus, that sadly at times you project to your surroundings, it's okay. Don't judge yourself for it. It is a very human way of handling deep emotional distress, is letting it out on your animals or letting it out on your spouses or letting it out on your surroundings, because underneath that is tremendous fear also that's coming to the surface. Just become aware of it and pull yourself back as much as you can, because everybody around you is only the messenger for you to show you where you haven't taken care of yourself better. So when you feel that heaviness in your solar plexus, or you feel that you failed, or you feel like you're not strong enough, or you feel like the whole world is flowing by you and here you're sitting at home and you can't do anything, when you feel that deep-seated void that makes you think that you are depressed, and really you're not, but it makes you feel like you're depressed, it makes you feel listless or not even knowing where to start and seeking for answers everywhere else and going to that quiet, still place within you. When you come to this place and you feel that within you, then it takes a couple of simple steps, and yet they make such a great difference. For starters, acknowledge that you're part of something greater. You're part of a human soul. So you are being influenced by your neighbors and by those around you, energetically speaking, only. If they trigger you, it is part of what reminds you to take a look at yourself, but still also acknowledge that you're part of something greater. So by acknowledging that, the very first thing you want to do is stop. Stop right then and there, whatever you're doing, and just stop if you feel that depleted. And allow yourself to sit wherever you are. It doesn't make a difference. Just sit, close your eyes, take a deep breath. And allow yourself to just stop. Running is not going to help. Taking any drugs is not going to help. It might temporarily help, but in the long run, it's not going to help. You just need to stop. And, of course, the moment you stop, all of those voices about how there isn't enough money on your account, how you don't have a job, how you don't know what's going on with your children, how you don't know how to get your rent paid, or whatever it is, whatever your issue is, your partner, the relationship doesn't work, he doesn't understand you, she doesn't understand you, so many voices are going to break into you. The very first thing I want you to do is get up again turn around, look at the chair or wherever you sit, and draw the pentagram right there onto the floor. That's a five-pointed star. If you don't know how to draw it, you can Google it, pentagram, P-E-N-T-G-R-A-M. I think I missed an A in there. I'm sorry. Pentagram. Yes, there's an A after T. So Google it. There are pictures of it. Draw it onto the floor with your index finger and your middle finger. And draw a circle around that pentagram and make it big enough that it surrounds the whole chair and everything and a little bit extra. Then sit back down onto that chair and allow yourself to feel the power of that pentagram coming up from below you. Now, at this point in time, after you've drawn the pentagram, the idea to activate it is fairly simple. You don't want to do this alone, so call on an angel. Any angel of your choice can do that. Call on Archangel Michael. Call on any of the angels. Call on Archangel Raphael, Gabriel, to come down and to empower and activate this pentagram. What will happen is they will ignite it with the golden ray of the Christ energy and will become almost like a tunnel of light that surrounds you in form of the pentagram. And it's going upwards towards the ceiling, towards the heavens. You can do this even in front of your bed or in front of where you sleep or where you are and just activate the pentagram onto the floor with the circle. Now, this is not supposed to be because there are demons around you or because it's a form of exorcism or anything like that. It has nothing to do with that. It is a powerful symbol that balances the five elements. It balances you in all your aspects as you sit in it, and it helps you stay in that vibrational balance and therefore no longer being attached by discordant energies outside of yourself. Now, of course, you still have plenty of it within yourself because you're good in storing things up. So now, after you've drawn the pentagram, after you've activated with the help of an angel or Archangel Michael, whoever you want to call on, you take some deep breaths, and we can do this together now. Just take a few deep breaths. Close your eyes. And any thought that comes in, just with love, send it back out, telling it that you'll get back to it at a later time. But you probably at this point already start feeling a shift because there's less push on you. There's less coming towards you. You're almost in a secluded place, a temple of your own sacred location. So with every out-breath, allow yourself to think deeper within your heart center. Think into your heart center. And we've done similar forms of meditations before on the radio show, but I cannot emphasize the importance of this. So I'm going through this again to just help you through these times of intensity. And so just flow with me and go through it again and allow yourself to think deep within your heart center. Again, with every out-breath, just allow yourself to think deeper and deeper, and deeper. And you still will feel that heaviness in that solar plexus, and that's okay. It's all right. You're not yet releasing it. So then I ask you to visualize once again a beautiful altar with two white candles lit in your own personal temple, however you feel this temple is does look like. Now the key is, don't get yourself caught up if you see it or not. This is similar to daydreaming. Simply know that it's there. Think it and it's there. If you don't see it, doesn't mean it's not there. So the importance is your intent. The intent is that you are in a sacred place right now, that the chair that you're sitting on is no longer in the room that you're in, that this chair that you're sitting on is in that temple. And you can feel just like you were in this room before, this room becomes your temple. And so there's a merging between your inner world and the outer world. The inner world now becomes the outer world. Just make sure you keep your eyes closed. If you open your eyes, you're going to break the connection. So keep your eyes closed, and now feel that that altar is in front of you. You can even feel the warmth of the candles, and that on this altar there's this beautiful picture of any descended being or angel that feels right to you. Maybe you have a statue on there, whatever feels right. Now there's no limits to what your altar is going to look like. Just know that it's in front of you, that you're sitting in a chair in your sanctuary right in front of your altar. And again, you still feel that heaviness in your solar plexus or in your heart or wherever in your body it manifests itself at this time. I don't want you to say, well, St. Germain said it should be in the solar plexus, but mine is in my root chakra, so what do I do now? It's in your root chakra, that's okay too, wherever that heaviness is. So now, visualize, know, sense, intent for a beautiful chalice to be also on your altar with a violet flame in it. Now use your breathing again. The breathing is very helpful in this process, but also if you have a hard time with visualizing this process, you can also use the movement of your hands right now. Take your hand while your eyes are closed and bring it to the area on your body where you feel there is the stress, there is that void, there is that emptiness, there is that pain. And with your hand, obviously don't grab yourself, but grab energetically that heaviness and pick it up and with your eyes closed, and put it into the violet flame that's in that chalice. Even feel your hand stretching out. You see it with that stuff that you grabbed, opening it up in front of the chalice. Not in front, above the chalice, into the violet flame. And allow that releasing to take place. And now we are going to use the breathing in this process. So as you breathe in, you pick everything up. And then as you breathe out, you're letting it go into the violet flame. And as you do that, very much do it with the intent that this violet flame will transform and transmute all these energies into the vibration of love and light. Now, you need to repeat this process several times. It might even be 5 to 10 minutes that you need to do this. You continue doing this until you feel a release, until you feel some of that heaviness living off of you. And here comes a little bit of a trick too. As you do this, as this becomes more automated, there's a very important step that I want you to add to this. And this step is that as you breathe in, you bring forth the Christ ray, the golden Christ ray from the great central sun to enter your crown, and to enter the rest of your body, and to push out like that, that what no longer holds vibration, the higher frequencies of love and light, to push them out of you. So it's almost falling into your hand. And then you drop it into the violet flame. And in the process, you will find that there's great releasing taking place. Now, there is no formula of how long this process is going to take place, but continue doing this until you do feel the relief. So this is really important that you don't stop because you feel discouraged, because you feel nothing is changing, and you just haven't given it enough time to release. You might even have to go back at a later time to do some more because you've been caring so much. So this is a process. This is not something that only takes 2 minutes. Even so, for some of you, it might take only 2 minutes, so I don't want to limit you. So this is a way where you can support your emotional body at this time. And the reason for the Christ ray, or the golden ray from the great central sun in general, is when you release something out of you, you're creating a vacuum. You're creating an empty place in you. So you want to make sure that that empty place is filled up with all of the light the highest frequency of love and light, so that the empty space doesn't get replaced with similar dark stuff that you've released before, because that is the tendency of your body to do. So also be very much aware when you go to these type of sessions where you're releasing a lot, if you do not fill yourself up with a higher frequency of love and light, you will find that it's going to affect you, and you might draw back to you exactly that what you just before released. So be very much aware of this process. So when you fear that you're done, with your eyes closed, draw with your index finger and your middle finger, draw a small pentagram. Draw a circle around it. And then use your hand to bring it back to you. You're drawing it energetically speaking. Bring it back to you and put it onto your solar plexus. This will help protect this area. This will help to seal it off. Just to give you an idea, if your solar plexus is depleted, all of that unworthiness, the doubt, the questioning, all of that will come up within you out of nowhere. You will question your abilities. You will question why you're here on Earth. You will feel that there is no light at the end of the tunnel. It is because of your solar plexus being depleted. So you can also draw another pentagram with a circle around it and simply attend it. Go with your hand over your shoulder to intend it to go on the back side of your solar plexus too. That would be very beneficial to again, protect both sides of that chakra so that it strengthens itself again. It is almost comparable to putting a Band-Aid on a cut. You want to put a Band-Aid on a cut until it's fully healed, then you can take the Band-Aid off. You don't have to run around with protection for the rest of your life, obviously, but the idea is that you put this protection on just temporarily for your solar plexus to heal and to strengthen again until these times of great psychic transformation are behind you, so that you then are not so deeply affected by some of the changes that are going on. When you have completed this process, there's another very beautiful way of purifying your auric field in totality. It is by simply calling on the ray of purification to come down. And you don't even need to exactly know what it looks like. You can call on Serapis Bey, who's very much working this ray of purification to assist you in this process. But to call on the ray of purification to come down and to purify your auric field. Your auric field has a lot of, shall we say, clutter, energetic clutter picked up from your surroundings. So by purifying it, so bringing the ray of clarification and purification down into you, true intent again. You don't need to see it. The idea is to intend it. You can even reach up with your hand and bring it down, this intent of bringing down this ray and going along your own energy body, your own auric field around you, to just put it in there. These are simple ways to assist in the process of purifying your body. And that is extremely important in these times right now when there's so much happening. It is that taking care of yourself. It is about supporting yourself. It is about going through the process of purifying yourself continuously out of the darkness into the light. Continuously ask you to embrace that darkness with a higher frequency of light so that it can transform and transmute into something new, into that new consciousness of peace, of love, of harmony, of oneness that humanity is so much working on anchoring here on Earth at this time. When you're done, simply say thank you to all of your spirit guides you might have felt before, you might have called in. Thank you to Serapis Bay, to the Christ, whoever you called in. You can certainly at that moment, if you need extra support, you can call on Archangel Raphael or any of his helpers to descend and then allow yourself to simply feel his hand on your heart in the back to empower you, to support you, to fill you up with that green ray of harmonizing love. But then if you're done, you, of course, you would say, thank you, Archangel Raphael. It is now complete. And then with a couple of breaths, allow yourself to slowly come back to the surface. Now, if you've done that at work and someone else's chair or wherever you're not at home, be respectful and simply through intent, remove the pentagram from that area, from the floor. Again, it's done through the intent that you simply remove that pentagram and to circle around it. You can even do a hand motion and say, this is now removed, and it is so done. So the power of the greatest, so the power of my divine I am presence, I remove now this pentagram from this area. If it is your home, if it is your place, if it is a place that you usually sit to meditate, it is a beautiful addition to create more of a power center for you. You might feel guided to reinforce it, feel it, see if it stays as strong as when you first made it. If it weakens, it is because everything changes. There are so many currents around you, so things can weaken. Then simply draw it again, reinforce it, call on the angels to reinforce it, call on Archangel Michael to reinforce it, and then it will be so. So that is the message that I wanted to give you because they are really important in these times right now. The next lunar eclipse will be very powerful considering that it is the festival of humanity, so it is very much about using the power of invocation to invoke the higher frequencies of love and light for humanity. There's much acceleration occurring, even though you might not always see it. Hence, the importance of invocation in your own life. I would like to, and as you say it, visualize it, feel it, make it part of you. If you not feel the power of it, and you're not focusing enough on your own alignment, and then you might want to go back and release more into the violet flame, as I've said before. But again, be reminded of the beautiful words that come from Lord Maitreya, that come from the Christ of the Christ, to bring more love and light into this world. And remember that you are part of God in this. So when you say the great invocation, just acknowledge that it is not just the God outside of you that you address, but also the God within you. So when you say from a point of light, it's in the mind of God that light streams forth into the minds of men, that light you send on earth, then really visualize the light moving from your mind out into the world, because you as an aspect of God very much have the power to do so. From the point of love that's in the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men, and Christ return to earth. It's the same concept of you sending out love from your heart into the hearts of all. From the center, the will of God is known, that purpose guides the wills of men, the purpose which the Master's known serve. Don't separate yourself from the Master's self within you. You acknowledge that you are an aspect of God, you also need to acknowledge that within you is a master self, is an angelic self, is a self that holds the door. So acknowledge that you surrender to that greater master self within you, and that will be sent out to the wills of all of humanity. And from the center, which we call the race of man, let the plan of love and light work out and may it seal the door where evil dwells, that light and love and power restore the plan on earth. and it is so. Amen. And with that, you call on the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. And with that, I wanted to close my message, but I believe that someone is calling in. Are they still on the line, Mark, or did they hang up?
No, they're on the line, and I'm ready to add them in as soon as you get done with whatever you want to do, or you want to take the caller now?
You can give me the caller now. That's okay.
Is it Adrian? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Andrea.
Okay, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hi.
How can
Hello.
I be of assistance to you?
Huh?
How can I be of assistance to you, my dear?
I'm struggling with a drug addiction, and I just I'm wondering if I will ever be able to overcome this addiction and be united with my family again and be in a healthy relationship with the man that I'm with right now. If basically what I'm saying is if I'll be able to get over this addiction and live a healthy life, and I'm trying to get a job right now, and you know they seem to be going well, but I also have a felony conviction, and it's things are really hard for me, and I really need some guidance and some hope.
The answer is yes. It is. You absolutely will be able to find a happy life. I promise you that. A lot of what is going on right now for you is out of the darkness into the light. There is great chaos before a new birth is occurring. And part of this is for you to go through a purging that is necessary for you then to hold this greater light, because at some point you're going to help those less fortunate who are also stuck on relationships and drug abuse, to then in return help them to move out of this type of life. So you have on the horizon to become a great teacher and a great guide and a great healing power. The truth is you are extremely psychic, extremely empathetic, extremely open to the higher frequencies already. And because you can feel so much, you're buffering it, or you want to buffer it with some of the drug abuse that you're doing. It also doesn't help the relationship that you're in. So know, though, that if you allow yourself to look at too many steps to take, that is when you get discouraged. Baby steps for you. You don't want to look too far ahead. So right now, focus on finding a job, and I promise you, there is a job for you. And that will be the beginning already for you to step out of this darkness. Then,
right.
Also,
and I know exactly what I want to do. I know that I am definitely psychic, and I know that I want to be a teacher. And once I overcome this addiction, I want to be able to work with addicts, and I want to go to nursing school, but I want to be a psychiatric nurse where I can work in a rehab or a detox and help addicts.
Very much so. You do need to step away from some of the relationships, though. You need to step away from some of the relationships that you're in, so. And in a way, you need to step away from your family further. There is too much karmic heaviness there that you temporarily need to leave behind. That is your greatest test. Once you have done that, everything will become easier for you, too, because you're doing a lot of transforming and transmuting for everybody around you. So take a good look at who is in your life and realize that part of what you're going through is because of those who are in your life. So, again, use the power of the pentagram that I talked about before. It is going to be a very powerful tool for you to no longer get affected so much by what is going on around you, and therefore gaining a clarity that up until this point simply wasn't there for you. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Blessings to you, my dear. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
All
Great, Saint Germain. I think that ends it for our callers for this evening, and it's always a great honor to be working with you.
Thank you very much. It is always a great joy to assist and support all those who are calling in and all those who are listening on this very, as we lovingly say, intense time of transformation that many are going through. We understand it. We feel for you. We've been through it ourselves in a very individuated way. We didn't become ascended masters simply because nothing happened to us. We have also gone through the purging, so we understand that. And so we're here to support all of you, to guide and direct all of you, and make sure all of you who are listening to call on us. I know you do. You hear your prayers, but to trust it, to live in the knowing that this is not just your imagination when you connect with us. This is that your daydreams are not just your imagination, that your daydreams hold power. So take the time to have the most beautiful daydreams that you can think of. And don't judge yourself for it. Don't reject it. Don't feel like it's make-believe. But know that it's part of the manifestation process. And the more you're willing to believe in those dreams, and the more you're willing to fight for those dreams and work passionately to make these dreams happen, the easier it will be for you. Blessings to all of you. I am Saint Germain. And now I believe we are going to let Mike play a closing. And so enjoy that before you leave the radio show. And it is so. Amen. Thank you. I think this draws the Sanctuary Radio Show to a close. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will be back in a month. But there are a lot of other great shows to look forward to on spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So check it out. And you can go to Mike Snyder, MikeSnyderCC.com on his website, or onto lightbridge101.com on my website for more information on us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.
Good night.